was Edi said in the name of Rabbi Shulman Levi that if your tchum ends in the middle of a city, then that's where it ends. But if it ends at the end of the city, then the whole city only considers Arba Amos, and you can extend beyond the city whatever was left from before you got to the city. And on that, Rav Edi himself said it's Divrei Nevi'is. At Bechara, there doesn't seem to be a difference whether the city is considered Dalet Amos, whether your tchum ends in the middle or it ends at the end of the city. Omar Rava, Tarvayu Tanini. And I said both of these cases, the case where it stopped in the middle of the city and the city is not considered Dalet Amos, or it stops at the end of the city and it is, are Mishnayis. Anshi Ir Gedola, Mahalchan is called Ir Ketana. Then Anshi Ir Ketana, Mahalchan is called Ir Gedola. Now you have two cities near each other, and one's a big city and one's a small city. So the people from the big city can walk the entire small city, and the people from the small city can't walk the entire big city. How could that be talking? My time. The people in the big city, so their city is considered for them Dalet Amos. So their tchum doesn't start till the end of their city. So from the end of their city, 2,000 Amos includes the small city. So their 2,000 Amos ends either at the end of that city or past the city. So that city is included within their tchum. Therefore, that city is only considered Arba Amos, so they can walk the entire city. Okay. Masha Enkein, the people from the small city, their 2,000 Amos ends somewhere in the middle of the big city. Because right, they start their tchum from the end of their city, and the other big city is more than 2,000 Amos, so their tchum ends somewhere in the middle of the big city. Therefore, the big city isn't considered for them like 4 Amos, and therefore they can only go till wherever their tchum is finished in the middle of that city. So you see there's a difference between whether tchum ends at the end of the city or in the middle of the city. Let's see, Rashi. Omar Rava, my Nevi'u say, what's the Nevi'us over here that Rav Edi had to say and Rav Shimon Levi said, there's no source to this. Right? It's Divrei Nevi'us. Tarvayu Tanini. They're both Mishnas. Anshi Ir Gedola, Shoysala and Ir Ketana, Besoch Alpayim, the Yotzim Me'irim, Vahochim Leilav Derech Ketana, Mahalchan is called Ir Ketana, Hasmucha. Lohen, Yalkor, Hachikomer, Mahalchan is Kula Kedalad Amos. The whole city is considered like Dalad Amos. Just telling me that their 2,000 Amos ends at the end of that city, then what's the Chiddush? Wherever their 2,000 Amos end, they can walk. So there's no Chiddush they can walk till the end of the city if that's within their 2,000 Amos. Elamai, the Chiddush is that they can walk more than that. They can walk till the end of the city if their 2,000 Amos doesn't end there. Plus, they can walk everything extra that the city is considered, because the city now is considered 4 Amos for them. That's the Chiddush. The Ein Anshi Ir Ketana Mahalchan is Hagdola. Kula Kedalet Amos, Lefi Shahir Ola Lo B'Midas HaTchumen. But the people from the small city can't walk the entire big city, because since their tchum ends somewhere in the middle of the big city is not considered 4 Amos for them. So, V'Rabidi, L'chora, he said it's Divrei Nevi'is. Why didn't he know this Mishnah? The Mishnah says Befeirish that what's it called that it makes a difference whether your tchum lechara ends in the middle or not. Rav Edi anshi tani, and Rav Edi had a different gears than the Mishnah. Rashi, but Rav Edi the Omer Divrei Nevi'is hein anshi tani masis v'tarvayu tani mahalchin umokilo benosnei ruvo beir. Rav Edi learned this Mishnah differently. He learned this Mishnah first of all that in both cases, both the people from the small city can walk the whole big city, and the people from the big city can walk the whole small city. That's how his Gerson, not the Ein Anshe. But he had in both cases the Gerson of the Anshe Ir HaKtana, Mahalchin is called Ir HaGdola, and Anshe Ir HaGdola, Mahalchin is called Ir HaKtana. That's the first difference. And he said that this mission is not talking in a case where a person, what's it called, is going outside his tchum. It's talking in a case. Excuse me, talking a case where he put his Eruv in that other city. The Nosan Eruvo Beir Ketana, person was in a big city, and he put his Eruv in the small city. since he put the Eruv in the small city, for him, the small city is considered Dalet Amos. The same thing goes, a person who's in a small city puts his Eruv in the big city. Since his Eruv was there when Shabbos came in, it's considered for him like Dalet Amos. So in all situations, not talking where you stop counting out your Tchum, talking where you put your Eruv in that city, for you, that city is 4 Amos. And therefore, for each one, the city is only considered like 4 Amos, and their Tchum is beyond the city 2,000 Amos. Mahalach is kula, she'eruv kona lo kola ir kedalet Amos, ki lushova susham. When you put your Eruv somewhere, where that place where the Eruv is in is considered like Dalet Amos. Even if the city is not walled in, it's still considered like Dalet Amos. The Rava Tani Ein Inshi, and Rava had the Girsa Ein Inshi. Ein Anshe Ir HaKtan LaMahalchinus Ir HaGdola, Kedomer LaKamon, Mandatani Ein Inshi Anshe LaMishtavish. The either Girsa was possible. Ravidi Anshi Anshi Tani Umokin LaBenose, Nabumodidlo. Ravidi held, this Mishnah has nothing to do with where a person is counting out his Tchum, and it ends either in the middle of the city, the end of the city, has nothing to do with that. It's talking where you put your Eruv, either the big people, big city, into the small city, big city, and wherever you put your Eruv is considered like Dalet Amos. Avomodid lo, tnan. So says the lo. There's no Mishnah that speaks about where the person is counting out his Tchum, and it ends either in the middle of the city, the end of the city. There is a Mishnah, the end of the Mishnah, that a person is counting out his Tchum, and the 2,000 Amos end in a Ma'ara, then you don't get the whole Ma'ara. You don't consider the whole Ma'ara as 4 Amos, but wherever his Midah finishes, that's it. So the Therish, you don't consider the Ma'ara 4 Amos, and you can walk the whole Ma'ara. Wherever you finish, you finish. What it says, Sofa Irich Tarichale, Delosna. Now, what wasn't in a Mishnah is the case of Sofa Ir. That if you're the case where you doesn't conclude the entire city, that is a Mishnah. That you can't go beyond where your Tchum ends, even if it ends in a enclosed area, that there is a Mishnah. But that you can consider the city 4 Amos. If your Tchum ends at the end of the city, that there's no Mishnah. And that, Ravidi said, is Divrei Nevi'ah. To say that in a case where your Tchum ends at the end of the city, right, that the city is considered 4 Amos, that Rishuv and Levi said is Divrei Nevi'ah. She, Avol Modeid Michutz Le'ir, Ubo Le'ir, Lo Tznan Midi. We don't have any Mishnah that tells me the difference between where you're counting out your Tchum and it ends in the middle of the city, then the city doesn't count as Dalet Amos, and when it ends at the end of the city, it does. Right? But we do have a Mishnah that says that. The Mishnah says that if somebody's counting out his Tchum, either from where his Erev was or from where his home was, right, and he has 2,000 Amos, afilu sof midas alpayim kol bemara, even if the end of the 2,000 Amos ends inside a cave, which is an enclosed area, we don't say the whole cave is like 4 Amos. Wherever his mida ends, he ends, and he can't go beyond that. Lo yikonis mi alpayim bahala, can't go any further, amla kolsa midasa b'chatsi o'ir, tnan de olalo midas o'ir, umayna v'yusin, the fairish, that if it finishes in the middle of the city, you can't go further. So what's the divrei nevi'ah submission? The answer is, the Mishnah is so for Yitzrichle, the other case, where it finished at the end of the city, that the whole city is considered Dalet Amos, that there was no makor for that which Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Lashmina, the Hecha, the Kolsum, Yidosu, the Sofair, Havi Kolo Ir Kedalet Amos, the Lo Tananla. There's no Mishnah. That's the Divrei Nevi'ah. Okay, Omar of Nachman, Mandatani Anshe Lomishtabesh, or Mandatani Ein Anshe Lomishtabesh. In the Mishnah, where we have the people from the big city can walk the entire small city, and then there's two different girsos in the end of the Mishnah. But the people from the small city can't walk the whole big city. That's one girsa. And the people from the small city can also walk the whole big city. So whichever girsa you have, it's not a mistake. You can explain each girsa. The one who says in both cases that the small city can walk the big city, and the big city can walk the small city, set up the Mishnah talking where you put your Eruv in the other city. And that, everybody agrees, that if you put your Eruv in a place, that place, and that place is either an enclosed place or an entire city or whatever, that place has a din of Dalet Amos. And you measure the Tchum from the end of that place. And that place doesn't take up anything in the Tchum, because it's only considered Dalet Amos. It takes up Dalet Amos in the Tchum, but not more than that. So, what's it called? So you have, after the city, the Tashlum of the 2,000 Amos, not counting the city. But the one who holds that, what's it called, that you can't walk, the people of the small city can't walk the entire big city, right? Lo mishtabish, also not a wrong gersa, because you can explain it also. Demokim lo bemodet. And it's talking where you're measuring. In other words, you have your Erev in your city. And your 2,000 Amos end in the middle of the big city. Then you can't walk the entire big city. You can walk till where your 2,000 Amos are over. But the people from the big city, right, their 2,000 Amos includes the entire small city. Therefore, for them, the small city is considered Arba Amos. And they can walk beyond the small city as much as is needed to finish off their 2,000 Amos. And they would learn the Mishnah. Anshi Ir Gedola, Mahalchin is called Ir Ketana. The Ein Anshi Ir Ketana, Mahalchin is called Ir Gedola. Vamed Varim Amurim Bemodet. That's only where you didn't put your Eruv in the other city. But you're measuring your tchum from where your tchum was in your city. Somebody who lived in the big city, but he put his Eruv in the small city. Or vice versa. Then for him, if you left your Eruv in a city, that city is valid Amos for you. And you have 2,000 Amos outside the city, not counting the city. Rashi, people from the big city who want to be kona shvisa in the small city and then to have the tchum extended past the small city, and that small city is within their 2,000 amos, the whole city. The city is 1,000 amos away from their city, and it itself is 1,000 amos. So till the end of the small city is within their 2,000 amos. The hi atzma elef, mahalchin is kula kedalet amos. Then they can consider that city 4 amos, and they have another 1,000 amos past the city. Umashlimin elef chutzula. The ein anshi ir ketana mahalchin is kol ir gedola, but the other way won't work. Because the people from the end of their small city, right, if there's 1,000 amos till the big city, and the big city is more than 1,000 amos. So their nida ends somewhere in the middle of the city, right? Rechoka mi'ir and elef, v'hi atzma alpayim. Hoel ve'en kula nivlas ba'alpayim shalohen. And the big city is 2,000 amos long. So they have 1,000 amos to get to the city, and then their tchum ends in the middle of the big city. 1,000 amos into the city. But there's another 1,000 amos to finish off the city, right? Shalohen ola lohen rivas ha'tchum. Then the city counts as part of their tchum. They can only walk 1,000 amos into the city, and that's finished. They can't finish walking off the other 1,000, right, and then have an extra 1,000 after that. That's it. It finishes in the middle of the city. Okay, so basically, the Gemara says, by modate, it makes a difference where the tchum ends. And by Nosenei Ruvo, it doesn't make any difference. Once you put your Erev into a place, that place is considered Dalet Amos. Omer of Yosef, okay, there's a new Indian, so it's one thing, an interesting Shiloh over here, arrived. What happens if your Mida ends before the Ibur of the city? It goes to the end of the city, but it doesn't include the 70 Amos beyond the city. Is that called your tchum includes the whole city? Or no, since the city extends till the end of the Ibur, you're in the middle of the city. So Rabbi says, you don't say the halacha of Ibur ha'ir l'chumra. And therefore the city ends before the Ibur. The Ibur is only l'kula. Right? Then the shaila is like this. Then there's machlokas achronim. Okay, so that whole city is considered Dalet Amos. Till where? Till the 70 Amos? But the 70 Amos, since you didn't count it, goes towards the tchum? Or no, the Ibur now l'kula counts as part of the city. So the whole thing, including the 70 Amos, only Dalet Amos. That's a machlokas achronim. the Ramah says that if your Erev ends at the end of the city, your Tchum ends at the end of the city. Okay, you're going north. So if you walk north, the whole city is included in your Erev. Now how about, can you consider the city Dalet Amos if you want to walk east and west now? Is the city Dalet Amos for you only in the direction you're walking? Right? But you're not walking to the sides. To the sides, you can only go till the end of the city. Right? Or the city counts. So the Ramah says that you have any direction in the city is part of the shaila is not so much whether the city itself is Arba Amos. That everybody agrees. Till the end of the city is Arba Amos. The question is, do you get beyond that also, the other 1,000? Right? The case is, you were 1,000 Amos away from the city, so you get to the city is 1,000 Amos, the city is Arba Amos, and you have another 1,000 Amos after that, or 996 Amos after that. So is that only in one direction? Or, when you get to the city, that's a Dalet Amos, right? But that's it. Then, on the east and west, as soon as you get to the end of the city, you're finished. You can walk till the end of the city. Right, even though it's beyond, let's say, your normal 2,000 Amos. But you don't get another 1,000 Amos to the east and the west. You get it one direction. That's it. That's the Machlokas. And the Or Sameach, the Chazon Ish hold that on the other sides of the city, you don't get anything beyond the city. Just till where it ends. But the city considered, what's it called? Arba Amos. Okay, let's go on. New thing. Omer Rav Yosef. Omer Romi Bar Abba. Omer Rav Huna. You have a city that ends in a canal, a nachal. A nachal is a brook, whatever it is. Im yesh lefonecha daka arba, right, here's the shaila whether the girsa should be arba or arba, because we'll see that it's really not arba tochim, it's arba amos over here. The daka over here is different than the daka as we spoke about before. Here it's clearly the Gemara's to say arba amos. So modin lo misfas hanachal. Then you measure the city from the bank of the brook. Vim lav ein modin lo impesel beso. If not, then everybody counts their tum from their house. It's not considered a city. This is the way Rashi learns. There's three different ways of learning. The Gemara will learn Rashi's way since that's what we're learning. Omar le Abaya daka arba amos amrslan Allah. So Abaya told Rav Yosef, when you taught us this, you told us that the daka over here has to be arba amos. Right? My shnomi called daki the alma de arba. Most dakas we said were four tvachim. Omar le hasam lo ba'isa tashmishta hacha ba'isa tashmishta. Here people are afraid to make use of the svas hanachal. Right, afraid they're going to drown or whatever. So you have to have a wall that's 4 amos to end the city and to make it that people will go up to that point. Otherwise, people are afraid to go there. They're afraid they'll fall into the river. Okay. Let's see Rashi, and we'll see how he learns the case. Svas ha-nachal amok. It's a deep river. I can say it's a river. Im yesh lefaneh ha-daka, mechitza 4 amos, gova al pnei ha-ir kula. So Rashi learns it's talking about a height. The Arba Amos is in height, and the width extends the whole bank of the river opposite the city. Okay, there's no shear for the width, the length of the Daka. It's as long as the city. It goes along the whole length of the city. That's contiguous with the river, but it has to be 4 Amos high. Then kula misvasa nachal molded misvasa nachal she kala shom kishara yoros. Then if there's a daka there, then this city ends at the riverbank, and you don't start the 2,000 amos of the tchum till the after that daka. Okay, that makes it all one city. Dimlav kiven de boisa tashmishdayu lo havi yishuv kavua. Since lemaisa the city ends like on a riverbank and it's very deep. And people don't go there because they're afraid they'll fall in. Therefore, you don't consider it as one city. You consider each house separate. Because this city doesn't have a definite end. The city has an end where people don't want to go. So it's not considered like a city. Therefore, the 2,000 amos start from each person's individual house. That's how Rashi learns. Right, the Shaila is, do you count the Tchum from each person's individual house, because this doesn't have a din of a city, because the end of the city is in a precarious place, or no? Well, if it has a Daka, then the end of the city is not a precarious place, and the city ends by the Daka, and you don't start counting the 2,000 Amos from anybody in the city till the end of the city, till the Svas Hanach. The Ein Mon in Lechol Echad Elam Svas Besa, Mipesach Besa. Daka Dalet Amos Amraslan Benichusa. That's what Abaya told Rav Yosef. You explained to us that when you learn this Bryce or whatever it is, that it's talking about a Daka of Arba Amos. The Hashta Bo'ina Minach Taima Maishno Mikol Daka De Alma. Now we're asking you, why is this different than every other Daka, which is only Arba Tvachim? The Sogil of the Gova Arba Tvachim. Kidamor and Leil, like we said before, with the Mirpeset and the Chotzer, that a Daka to separate something from something else, you only need four Tvachim. Gave Mirpesa Shilafonea Daka Dalit. Okay, let's see. Omar Rav Yosef, Mino Amin Allah. I'll tell you a brisa that says that in this kind of situation, you need a Daka that's 4 amos. Right? That if you don't have it, since the city ends in a place that's precarious, it's not called a city unless it ends with something that contains it. Like something Arba Amos. Titania. Hit the Rebbe, Shu b'nei Geder, Yordim l'chamsim, the Ein b'nei Chamsim on l'geder. Geder and Chamsim were on a mountain, on a slope of a mountain, right? And Geder was above, Chamsim was below, okay? So he was mocking the people from Geder to go down to Chamsim, but not the people from Chamsim to come up to Geder. My time, La mishum the honey of a dark of a honey law of a dark. Because these cities, since they were on a slope, it was also precarious. So it wouldn't be considered a city unless it ended with something clear. So the people in Geder, right, made a Daka. So their city was considered a contained city. So their Tchum didn't start till the end of that Daka for 2,000 Amos. And that included Chamsim. But Chamsim didn't make a Daka in their city. So their city was not considered a contained city. And therefore, everybody measured their tchum from their house. So somebody lived on the far end of Chamsim from Geder, their tchum ended before Geder. So not everybody from Chamsim could go to Geder, but everybody from Geder could go down to Chamsim. Okay? Rashi. Lav mishum de avadaka. Lav mishum de avadaka. Geder v'chamsin yoshim bahar v'shipua. Right? Geder v'chamsin were on the slide of, on a slope of a mountain. Geder v'mala v'chamsin v'mata. Geder was above and chamsin was below. V'hoi l'shteim yoshos v'shipua tzricho shteim daka v'shipula. Since they were on a slope, they're just like a city that ended on a riverbank. There's no definite end. It's a precarious end. So that wouldn't be given the din of a city. Because if you measure from the end of each city, the other city was completely included in the tchum. So any one of them that was considered a whole city could walk the other city. Because from the ends of the city, they both were within the tchum of the other one. Right? However, from the other end of the city, it wasn't. Okay. Uktani b'nei geder yordim l'chamsim. Lav mishum de b'nei geder of a daka. Isn't it because the people in Geder made a daka, so their city was considered one entity, and the tchum didn't start till the end of the city towards Chamsim, and therefore Chamsim was in 2,000 amos of the end of the city. L'fichu kol yoshver kisherotzim leilech l'chamsim maschilin limnos v'limdod mirchom mosel etzad Chamsim kishar hayoros. They started their tchum from the wall, right, at the end of Geder. And that included Chamsim. The Hari Chamsim, Kula Muvlas Betchuma. The Hani B'nei Chamsim, however, going the other way, from Chamsim, they couldn't measure the Tchum from the end of Chamsim towards Geder, because Chamsim didn't have a Daka. And since it was on a slope of a mountain, it wasn't considered a city without a Daka. So each house was considered something separate by itself. So Enochinami, the people at the end of Chamsim, towards Geder, could walk together, because there was less than 2,000 hours in their house. But the people on the other end of Chamsim, right, their tchum started not from the end of Chamsim, but from the end of their house. And they were more than 2,000 amos away from Gedr, therefore they couldn't walk to Gedr. V'hani b'nei chamsin lo'ovid daka l'shipula l'fichach lo'hav y'ir u'modin l'chol echad n'pesol teso. The elu shebegova hakrovin v'sochav haim l'gedr the kula muvlas b'tchuma n'chnosim la. People on the higher ground towards Gedr could take a walk to Gedr. Doesn't say anybody can't walk there, but not everybody could walk there. Right. They were on the low side of Chamsa. They couldn't go to Chamsa. So therefore, you see, that makes a difference. He didn't have a rai over here that is 4 amas. But Lechora, since it has to be mamish like a wall, so you need 4 amas. 4 tzvachim is not going to help. Mora says, Ki osa Rav Dimi Omar. Rav Dimi said, no, there's another reason why the people in Gedr could go to Chamsa, but Chamsa not go to Gedr. See, Rav Dimi said a different reason. Tatrugei mitatrugei lehu b'nei Gedr l'vnei Chamsa. The people in Gedr terrorized the people in Chamsa. They were robbers, murderers, whatever, and they used to terrorize the people in Gedr, terrorize the people in Chamsa. My hitter, Hiskin, and when it says hitter, it doesn't mean they were matter, it means they made a takana, that the people from Chamson should not be able to come into the city of Gedr on Shabbos, right? We'll see in a second why Dafka on Shabbos, okay? Because their lives were in danger. If the people from Gedr, from Chamson would come together on Shabbos, their lives would be in danger. So they made a takana that the people from Chamson can't visit the people in Gedr on Shabbos, a danger for them. Okay? Rashi. Mitatrugei lehu b'nei Gedr l'Chamson, makin v'horgin. They used to beat them up and kill them. Hoyu b'nei Gedr l'vnei Chamson. So kihavi, just a second. So my hitu, maishno Shabbos, right? Why is Shabbos any different? Right? They should have made a takana that people in Chamsa never go into place in Gedr. It's a sakana. The shriche bo shikrus, because the people in Gedr didn't stam beat them up and kill them, only if they were drunk. And Shabbos, people got drunk. Right? They drank wine at the meal, and some people got drunk, and then it was dangerous for the people of Chamsa to go to Gedr. During the week it wasn't dangerous, but on Shabbos it was dangerous. Samara says if that's the case, then why can the people of Gedr go to Chamsa? The people from Gedr will go to Chamsa to terrorize the people in Chamsa. They're the terrorists. So they'll get what's it called, they'll get drunk, and they'll end up going into Chamsa and beating up people there. Right? Samara says, No, when they're out of their place, they don't have the courage anymore to start up. They don't start up in somebody else's city. When somebody comes to their city, they feel confident. Because a dog, right, who's out of his place, doesn't bark for 7 years. In other words, doesn't feel confident enough to bark if he's not in his place. So when the people from Chamson come together, and the people in Gedr are the terrorists, so they're in danger. When the people of Gedr go to Chamson, they become more docile. They don't start up in somebody else's place. If that's the case, then why don't the people in Chamson, what's it called, if the people of Gedr are docile when they come to Chamson, then the people of Chamson should be able to take revenge. Right? Somebody says, no, they're not that docile. Right. They're docile, they won't end up hitting and killing them. But they're still intimidating the people in Chamson not to hurt them. Right. The people in Chamson don't have the courage to hurt the people in Gedr, no matter if it's in their city or in the other city. But the people of Gedr don't have the chutzpah to hit and kill unless it's in their city. Rav Safra Omer, Rav Safra said a different reason why Chamson and Gedr, why they could go from Gedr to Chamson, but not Chamson together. Tzafra Omer, Ir Hasuya to Keshes Havet. Chamson and Gedr were a city that was like a Keshes, like we had before. And therefore, what's it called? The people at the end, with Rashi, Mitatil bnei Gedr v'Chamson, Makin v'Horgim, Oy bnei Gedr v'Chamson, Kiavi Azli, bnei Gedr v'Chamson, Nomi Mitatil. That's the case when the people from Gedr go into Chamson, they're also terrorizing the people in Chamson. So why do we let the people of Gedr go to Chamson? V'nei gedru v'nei chamsa. Kulehai v'ari lo kai fi lehu. Right, the Maisa, and then Moses says, well, that's the case, why don't the people of Chamson take revenge on the people of Gether when they're docile in their city? That much, they're not docile. B'nei Gether, afilu b'lom masayu, l'targu l'b'nim Chamson. They're not that docile that people could feel they can take revenge, but they're not in danger. Yir asir kekeshes havoi, Chamson was a city that was, what's it called, was like a keshes. U'bein beiz rosheha yosem idal alot. And between the two ends of Chamson, there was more than 4,000 amos. So we said then that you measure from the short, not from the ends. The Amrim Bereish Pirkin, Modim Omen Akeshes. You measure from the inner, what's it called, curve, not the yeser, right, as if you draw a line between the end of the bow. But you do it from where the bow curves, inside. Call Echemi Kesel Deso. And everybody measures their tchum from their house. The yeser shalal atzad gedim, and the yeser, right, the ends of it were towards gedim. Hilkach yordan b'nei geder lechamson. The people from geder could go to chamson, right? Why? Shari modin legeder mitchuma, the whole chamson muvlas mitchuma, right? They measured from their tchum, and the whole what's it called? The whole geder was the whole what's it called? Chamson was in their tchum. B'nei Chamson, Hayoshim B'keshes, but the B'nei Chamson, who were on the far end, right, couldn't walk there. U'modin lohem min Akeshes, kol atchuman b'reishis shel Gedder. Right, their tchum ended at the beginning of Gedder. The end you only come to, right, because the ends of the city were within the tchum of the end of the city of Gedder. Was within the Chamson was within the end of the Tchum of Gedder, but the opposite wasn't true, because okay. Chamson was a city that was like a Keshes. So there were people at the other end that didn't start their Tchum at the end of that city. They started it at their place. There was more than 2,000 Amos then up, but the other city, right, was started from the end of their city and reached the end of the Keshes within 2,000 Amos. So they were within that, right? Masha'en Kain, if you go to the other end of the Keshes, right, and you start the Tchum from there, it didn't include the other way within the 2,000 amos. Okay, then the Gemara says a third possibility. Rav Dimi Bar Chinano Omar, Anshe Ir Gedol of Anshe Ir Ketana Havi. It was a situation where one of the cities was a big city and one was a small city. So, and the Tchum of the small city was totally muvla in the tchum of the big city, but obviously the big city was not muvla completely in the tchum of the small city. So the people from the small city could only walk till where their tchum was finished in the big city. So the people of Chamson could not walk the entire Gedder. They could walk to a point in Gedder, but not the whole thing. And the people in Gedder, who were the big cities, didn't start their tchum till the end of their city, and Chamson was completely swallowed up in their 2,000 amos. Rav Kahana Masni Hachi, Rav Tavyumi Masni Hachi, Rav Safra, Rav Dimi Bar Chinina, Chad Omar Ir HaSuya Kekeshes Havoy. Right, they Taka learned this Mishnah, Braisa, and they explained that one said that it was that the reason why this one could go there and this one not is because it was an Ir Shasuya Kekeshes. Chamson was a city that was made like a Keshes, and therefore the people from Gedder were all within the 2,000 Amos of the ends of that Keshes, but they weren't within 2,000 Amos, and once they got there, they could walk around the Keshes. Now, Shaken, the people who were in the middle of the Keshes couldn't start their tchum from the end of the city, only from where they were, and therefore it was more than 2,000 amos to Gedder. Gedder Yigdolik, Sholim B'nei Chamson LeGedder, Kolsim Yidosim B'chatzi Yair. Right? Gedder was a big city, and therefore the people of Chamson had to stop in the middle of the city, because their 2,000 amos ended in the middle of the city. The Chamson Yir Ketana, but Chamson was a small city. Ukeshi Yordim Lo B'nei Gedder, when Gedder went to Chamson, their 2,000 amos ended at the end of the city. Therefore, the whole city was only like 1,000 amos. Kolsin of Sofa Yevav, Yikom Rebbe, Shiyu B'nei Gether, Yorin L'chamsen, Lios Lem Kula Kedalar Amas, U'mashlim Lohenes HaShar, Avo Gether, Ola B'nei Chamsen, Kamidus HaTchum, only till where their Tchum was ended, and that's, they could go there, but not the whole city. Rav Kahana Masni, Achim Lefarish Behedya, Mar Omar, Ha, Umar Amohar. Rav Kahana, when he taught the Brais itself, he said, this one said that it's talking about Ir Asuya Kikeshes, and the other one said that this is talking about what's called Ir Gedol and Ir Katan. Okay, so those are the three possibilities of why the people from Chamson could not go to Gether, but Gether could go to Chamson. According to Rav Yosef, because it wasn't a defined city, because it ended what's it called on a slope, and one built a dock and one didn't. And according to the other three possibilities, is that it was because of Takana, because the people used to kill each other on Shabbos, right? But only the people who went from Chamson together. And the second possibility, aside from Rav Yosef, is that it was an Ir Asuya Kikeshes, and therefore these were within 2,000 amas of the ends of the Keshes, right? And therefore once they got there, they could walk around the whole Keshes. And the other city, though, the people at the end of the U, right, at the curve of the U, had to count their tchum from there. And that was more than 2,000 amas from the higher city. And the third shot is it was an Ir Gedol and Ir Katan, right? The 2,000 amas of Chamson, which was a big city, included the whole little city included the whole little city of Chamson. But the tchum of Chamson didn't include the whole big city of Gedder, and therefore they had to stop in the middle of the city.